Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, so today we're going to dive deep into Microsoft's world.
Yeah.
It's all about AI today.
It is.
Not just like the buzzwords.
Right.
But like the real impact that it's having on their business.
Yeah.
Especially.
Especially after the recent Q1 2025 performance.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're way past the hype stage now.
Yeah.
This is really about, you know.
Yeah.
Dissecting how AI is like reshaping this tech giant.
It is.
And we have the intel to do it.
To do.
We've got Microsoft's official 10Q filing.
Yes.
And their earnings call transcript.
Straight from the source.
Yes.
Financial statements, risk factors, executive commentary, all that good stuff.
All of it.
That is usually buried in corporate speak.
Yes.
But we are going to translate it for you today.
That's right.
Our mission today,
yes,
is to uncover how AI is driving Microsoft's cloud dominance.
Yeah.
And even trickling down to their consumer products.
Yes.
You might be surprised at just how deep this goes.
Very deep.
So first off, let's address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Microsoft's AI business is projected to hit a $10 billion annual revenue run rate next quarter.
That's right.
Is this really as groundbreaking as it sounds?
Absolutely. Reaching that kind of revenue so rapidly,
yeah,
is almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Especially for a company of Microsoft's size.
Right.
This isn't just growth.
Yeah.
It's a signal,
yeah,
that AI is at the core of their strategy.
At the core, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move beyond the numbers.
Okay.
What's the real world evidence that AI is actually driving this revenue surge?
Yeah.
Microsoft dropped some pretty interesting examples during their earnings call.
They did, yeah.
Right.
Take GE Aerospace, for example.
Okay.
They use Azure OpenAI to build a digital assistant for their entire workforce.
Wow.
All 52,000 employees.
That's a lot.
In just 3 months, this AI assistant processed over 200,000 documents.
Wow.
And fielded over 500,000 employee queries.
Gee.
Think about the time and resources saved there.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a massive efficiency boost.
It is.
So it's not just theoretical.
Right.
AI is making waves in the real world.
It is.
Speaking of real world.
Yeah.
How is this impacting how we work?
Yeah.
Microsoft 365 Copilot comes to mind.
Right. It's like having an AI assistant built right into the everyday apps we use.
Yeah.
Like Word and PowerPoint features.
Yeah.
Like pages,
yeah,
are changing how we create and collaborate.
Right.
And the usage numbers prove it.
Okay.
Adoption has doubled quarter over quarter.
Wow. So people are actually embracing this technology.
Yeah.
They're not just forced to use it.
Exactly. It's making people more productive.
Right.
Which is a huge selling point.
Yeah.
And it's not just for tech companies either.
Right.
Even Heineken.
Heineken.
The beer company,
right,
is using Dynamics 365 Copilot to optimize their business processes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So AI is proving its worth across diverse industries.
It is.
Now let's zoom out for a second. How does this AI boom connect to Microsoft's overall business strategy?
Right.
We know they're heavily invested in the cloud.
That's where it all comes together.
Yeah.
Microsoft's cloud platform.
Yeah.
Azure,
uh-huh,
generated over $38.9 billion in revenue this past quarter.
I saw that number in the 10Q.
It's an incredible figure.
It really is.
And AI is a significant driver of that growth.
But what's the link between AI and the cloud?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
As businesses adopt AI solutions,
yeah,
they need immense computing power,
sure,
and infrastructure to run these complex AI models.
Yeah.
That's where Azure comes in.
Right.
Providing the platform for this AI revolution to unfold.
So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
AI fuels the demand for cloud services.
Mm-hmm.
And the cloud enables AI to scale.
Precisely. And Microsoft is capitalizing on this dynamic.
Okay.
They highlighted Azure Arc's impressive growth in their earnings call.
Okay.
Over 39,000 customers, up 80% year over year. Azure Arc allows companies to manage their data and applications across different environments,
right,
all from a central Azure platform.
Makes sense.
It's a smart move.
It is.
Giving businesses flexibility in how they adopt cloud solutions.
So they're meeting companies where they are.
Yes.
Not forcing a rigid all-cloud approach.
That's right.
What other insights did we get into their cloud strategy from the earnings call?
One interesting detail was their focus on what they call high-value inference demand.
Okay.
Instead of just selling raw computing power.
Right.
They're prioritizing real-world applications of AI.
So it's not about just providing the tools,
yeah,
but about being a leader in how those tools are used.
Exactly. They're choosing to focus on applications that solve real problems.
Okay.
They also announced investments in new cloud and AI infrastructure in locations like Brazil, Italy, Mexico, and Sweden.
Wow, global.
Signaling their commitment to a global AI-powered future.
That's huge.
Yeah.
This paints a very optimistic picture of their AI ambitions.
It does.
But let's flip over to the 10Q.
Okay.
Specifically, the section on risk factors.
Right.
Are there any challenges that could derail Microsoft's AI train?
You're right. It's important to look at the full picture.
Yeah.
Microsoft acknowledges several risks in their 10Q filing. And one that stands out is cybersecurity.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
As AI systems become more integrated into our digital lives, the potential for cyber attacks grows, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Securing these systems.
Right.
And the vast amounts of data they handle is paramount.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge Microsoft is acutely aware of.
So building powerful AI is one thing.
Yes.
But ensuring it's secure and trustworthy is another.
It is.
Where are the risks are they flagging?
Another significant risk is the intense competition in the AI platform space.
Right.
Giants like Google and Amazon,
yeah,
along with numerous startups,
sure,
are all vying for dominance.
Makes sense.
Microsoft can't afford to stand still. Constant innovation is crucial to maintain their edge.
It's a high-stakes race.
It is.
And the pace of innovation is incredible.
It really is.
Any other concerns worth highlighting?
Yes, regulatory scrutiny.
Okay.
Governments worldwide are still figuring out how to regulate AI,
right,
as it becomes more powerful and widespread.
Yeah.
Issues like data privacy, intellectual property, and potential antitrust concerns,
yeah,
are all being debated.
Right.
This evolving regulatory landscape presents a significant challenge for Microsoft.
So navigating these legal and ethical complexities,
yeah,
is just as important as the technological advancements themselves.
It is.
What about the financial risk?
Yeah.
Is this all in bet on AI putting a strain on their resources?
Interestingly, the 10Q mentions that OpenAI's financial losses,
what,
are impacting their other income.
Okay.
This suggests the significant costs associated with their partnership with OpenAI.
Right.
But it also highlights their willingness to invest for long-term gains in the AI market.
So it's a long game for them.
It is.
They're making big investments now.
Yeah.
Betting that AI will be deeply embedded in every part of our digital lives in the future.
Exactly. And speaking of our digital lives.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears,
right,
and explore how Microsoft is bringing AI innovation to its consumer-facing products.
Okay, let's do it.
This is where we'll see AI becoming more tangible,
right,
and impacting our daily routines.
All right, so let's dive into how Microsoft is bringing this AI wave to their consumer products.
Okay.
We've seen how it's transforming businesses.
Right.
But how will everyday people like us experience this shift?
Well, LinkedIn is a prime example.
Okay.
Even with over a billion members.
Wow, that's a lot.
They're still seeing impressive growth, particularly in emerging markets like India and Brazil.
Wow.
And they're weaving AI into the core LinkedIn experience.
It seems like everyone's on LinkedIn these days.
They are.
From CEOs to recent grads.
Right.
But what does AI-powered LinkedIn look like?
Think of it as AI augmenting the core functions of the platform.
Right.
They're talking about using AI to help people sell more effectively.
Okay.
Learn new skills.
Uh-huh.
And even find better jobs.
AI for sales.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. I'm in sales myself.
Okay.
I'm always looking for an edge.
Right.
How could AI actually help me sell more?
Imagine having an AI,
yeah,
that analyzes massive amounts of data about potential customers.
Okay.
Predicts their needs.
Uh-huh.
And suggests the best ways to approach them.
Wow.
It's like having a super-powered sales coach in your pocket.
That's pretty compelling.
Yeah.
Knowing more about my prospects before you even reach out
right. Could
be a game changer.
Absolutely.
What about the AI-powered learning aspect?
Yeah.
Is that like having an AI tutor?
It's similar. Think right. Personalized learning paths.
Huh.
Tailored to your skills and goals.
Right.
AI can analyze your strengths and weaknesses,
mm-hmm. Recommend
relevant courses,
right. And
track your progress. It takes the guesswork out of professional development.
That sounds much more efficient than trying to navigate the overwhelming world of online courses on my own.
It is.
And what about the job search?
Yeah.
I'm not actively looking right now.
Okay.
But I'm always curious to see what's out there.
LinkedIn's hiring assistant
yep. Uses
AI to streamline the entire job search process.
Makes sense.
It can help you identify roles that fit your experience,
mm-hmm. Write
stronger resumes and cover letters,
right. And
even prepare you for interviews.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're making LinkedIn even more of a one-stop shop for career advancement.
They are.
So LinkedIn is clearly getting a major AI makeover.
Yeah.
What other consumer products are they focusing on?
Let's talk about Bing.
Okay, Bing.
They're positioning their new AI-powered Bing
uh-huh. As
a co-pilot for everyone.
Okay.
Moving beyond traditional keyword searches
right. To
a more conversational, interactive experience.
Okay. Bing, the search engine that isn't Google.
Right.
I'll admit, I haven't used it much lately.
Okay.
Is AI really going to change that?
They're betting on it.
Okay.
Instead of just typing in keywords,
right. You
can now ask Bing questions in natural language.
Interesting.
It's integrating voice and visual search as well.
Oh, wow.
So you can talk to it,
okay. Show
it images,
right. And
it will understand what you're looking for.
That's pretty cool.
They even mentioned in the earnings call
yeah. That
Bing's ex-TAC revenue growth is surpassing the overall search market.
Ex-TAC revenue.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
It essentially refers to revenue generated from search ads.
Okay.
Excluding traffic acquisition costs.
Right.
The fees they pay to partners for directing traffic to Bing.
Right.
So it's a key indicator of their profitability from search.
Interesting. So they're actually seeing a financial return on this AI investment in Bing.
They are.
Maybe I should give it another try. It does sound more user-friendly.
You should.
Now let's talk gaming.
Okay.
Microsoft is a major force in that world.
They are.
And they've been making some big moves lately.
Right.
Especially with their acquisition of Activision Blizzard.
Absolutely. That acquisition was a game changer.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
They're building a gaming business that revolves around higher margin content and services.
Yeah.
Particularly their Xbox Game Pass subscription service.
Right.
So is it all about subscriptions now?
It's a key part of their strategy.
Okay.
Game Pass is like Netflix for video games.
Right.
For a monthly fee.
Right.
You get access to a huge library of games.
Wow.
Including AAA titles like Call of Duty.
Nice.
It's a very attractive proposition for gamers.
Yeah. I've heard good things about Game Pass. It does sound like a good deal for avid gamers.
It is.
But where does AI come into play in all of this?
While they're not explicitly talking about AI-powered games just yet.
Okay.
The potential is enormous.
Yeah.
Imagine AI creating more immersive gameplay experiences.
Okay.
Dynamically adjusting game difficulty.
Right.
Or even generating unique storylines.
That sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It does.
AI creating personalized video game experiences.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Speaking of futuristic,
yeah.
CEO Satya Nadella hinted at the potential of Copilot Plus PCs during the earnings call.
He did.
What do we know about this?
He painted a picture of PCs evolving into powerful AI-powered edges.
Okay.
Essentially extending the capabilities of Copilot beyond cloud services and into our personal devices.
That's an intriguing concept.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're envisioning a future where AI is seamlessly integrated into everything we do.
Right.
From work to entertainment.
Absolutely.
But let's get back to the present for a moment.
Okay.
We talked about some of the risks outlined in the 10Q.
Yeah.
But are there any other potential downsides to consider?
One that's often overlooked
yeah. Is
the potential impact on smaller businesses.
Yeah.
As AI becomes more sophisticated and accessible,
uh-huh. It
could create an uneven playing field, giving larger corporations with more resources
right. A
significant advantage.
That's a valid point. It's important to consider the broader economic implications of this AI revolution.
It is.
We don't want to see smaller businesses get left behind.
Exactly. Another potential concern is the over-reliance on AI.
Right.
While AI can automate tasks and improve efficiency,
right. Right.
It's crucial to remember that it's a tool,
yeah,
not a replacement for human judgment and critical thinking.
So it's about finding the right balance.
It is.
Leveraging AI's capabilities while still retaining human oversight and decision-making.
Exactly.
Now, we can't talk about AI without addressing the ethical implications.
Right.
Are there any specific concerns Microsoft is acknowledging?
While the 10Q doesn't delve deeply into ethical considerations,
okay,
they do emphasize the importance of responsible AI development.
Makes sense.
They highlight their commitment,
yeah,
to building AI systems that are fair, reliable, and transparent.
That's reassuring to hear. Transparency is key.
It is.
Especially as AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Right.
We need to understand how these systems work,
uh-huh,
what data they're using,
yeah,
and how decisions are being made.
Absolutely. And it can't just be a top-down approach.
Okay.
Microsoft is emphasizing the importance of collaboration.
Okay.
Working with policymakers, researchers, ethicists, and even the public to shape the future of AI.
Right.
It's a recognition that this technology will have profound impacts on society.
Right.
And we need to navigate those impacts collectively.
So it's a shared responsibility.
It is.
Not just something for tech companies to figure out on their own.
Right.
It sounds like Microsoft is calling for a broader societal conversation about AI.
Exactly. They're acknowledging that the path forward isn't clear-cut.
Right.
There are complex ethical dilemmas,
uh-huh,
potential economic disruptions,
mm-hmm,
and even existential questions about the role of AI in our future.
Right.
These are conversations we need to be having now,
yeah,
as the technology is still developing.
Okay. So Microsoft is painting a vision of an AI-powered future,
uh-huh,
with opportunities and challenges intertwined.
Yes.
It's clear they're aware of the ethical considerations.
They are.
But the path forward is still unfolding.
It is.
Where do we go from here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
The AI landscape is evolving rapidly.
It is.
And it's crucial to stay informed and engaged.
Right.
Keep asking questions,
mm-hmm,
challenge assumptions,
yeah,
and demand transparency from the companies developing these technologies.
So it's like we're all part of this grand experiment.
It is.
And we have a responsibility to shape the outcome.
We do.
We need to think critically about the implications of AI.
Yeah.
And make sure it's used in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Exactly.
It feels like we're standing at the edge of like a new era.
It does.
With this AI revolution.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see how AI is creating possibilities,
right,
that we could only imagine a few years ago.
Right.
But there's also this sense of caution, right?
Absolutely. We've unpacked the immense opportunities,
yeah,
and the potential pitfalls.
Yeah.
It's a complex landscape.
Yes,
and understanding the technology is just the first step.
Right.
The real deep dive,
yeah,
is grappling with the broader implications for our society,
right,
our economy, and even our humanity.
One thing that really struck me,
yeah,
from both the 10Q and the earnings call,
mm-hmm,
was the repeated emphasis,
yeah,
on responsible AI.
Yeah.
It seems like Microsoft is trying to position itself.
Right.
Not just as an AI powerhouse.
Right.
But as a leader in ethical AI development.
That's a key takeaway.
Yeah.
They're not just focused on building the most powerful AI.
Right.
They're also highlighting their commitment,
yeah,
to building AI we can trust.
Right. So it's not enough to simply create amazing AI.
Right.
It also needs to be developed and deployed responsibly.
It does.
What does that actually look like in practice?
It involves a multifaceted approach. They're talking about investing in research to mitigate bias in AI systems,
yeah,
ensuring that these systems are explainable,
right,
and creating mechanisms for accountability.
Oh, yeah.
It's about acknowledging that AI isn't infallible,
right,
and putting safeguards in place to address potential harms.
Transparency seems particularly crucial.
Yes.
Especially as AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
It is.
We need to understand how these systems work.
Right.
What data they're using and how decisions are being made.
Absolutely. And it can't just be a top-down approach.
Right.
Microsoft is emphasizing the importance of collaboration.
Right.
Working with policymakers, researchers, ethicists, and even the public to shape the future of AI.
It sounds like they're calling for a broader societal conversation about AI.
Exactly. They're acknowledging that the path forward isn't clear-cut.
Right.
There are complex ethical dilemmas, potential economic disruptions, and even existential questions.
Wow.
About the role of AI in our future.
That's a lot.
These are conversations we need to be having now.
Right. As the technology is still developing.
We've explored Microsoft's vision of an AI-powered future.
We have.
And it's clear that they're betting big on this technology. They're investing heavily, innovating rapidly, and acknowledging the need for responsible development.
Right.
But ultimately, the future of AI isn't predetermined.
That's right.
It's something we'll shape collectively.
We will.
Through our choices, our actions, and our engagement with these powerful technologies.
That's a powerful point.
Yeah.
This deep dive into Microsoft's AI journey has provided us with a snapshot of where things stand today.
Right.
But the story is far from over.
It isn't.
The AI landscape is constantly evolving.
It is.
And it's up to all of us to stay informed, engage in critical discussions, and ensure that this technology is used to create a better future for everyone.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
Into Microsoft's AI-powered future.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a fascinating journey. It has.
And it's clear that this is just the beginning of a much larger story.
It is.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning.
And keep shaping the future you want to see.
Absolutely.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.